In the 3 years since Sheldon Jackson College in Sitka closed, there's been much attention directed at the efforts to settle the school's debts while leaving something behind for a future institution. That legacy will not include a library. Earlier this year, Sheldon Jackson trustees announced that the Stratton Library will be sold to the state. But only the building is going to the state. The future of the books inside is a different story. As KCAW's Robert Woolsey tells us, local librarians have been working hard to redistribute the most valuable items, and earlier this month gave the public a chance to buy books right off the shelf.
Have they done these?
I don't want to disrespect the collection because it's a phenomenal collection, but it's a collection without a home.
Ginny Blackson was Sheldon Jackson College's last librarian. She knows down to the last Dewey decimal point what's in this building.
48,000 individual books, most of which are part of a general liberal arts academic collection.
I'm Stephanie Ask. I've got a ton of good stuff. I filled up two huge boxes, actually. I'm trying to escape now before I get more.
What are you looking for, mainly?
In particular, I'm looking for books that I can use in my classroom, and I also found some really good plays that maybe we can use. I'm just amazed that I can get these books in such high quality condition for such an incredibly cheap price. I mean, there have been some really great steals here.
Stephanie Ask teaches English and theater at Sitka High School. It's interesting that several boxes of Stratton books are headed to her classroom, since that's pretty much where they came from. For most of Sheldon Jackson's 129-year history, books were stored in the school's classrooms. Stratton was built in 1974, and the collection assembled by Dr. Evelyn Bonner under the Library of Congress cataloging system. Her disapproving glower seems to haunt this sale for those of us who remember her. Breaking up a library is a difficult undertaking on many fronts.
My name is Bill Davis, and I'm shopping primarily for Alaskana stuff. To tell you the truth, I'm looking also for Nancy's studies that she donated to the library a long time ago, of which we found one or two. Some are missing.
Davis and his wife, Nancy Yaw Davis, are uncharacteristically somber today. Nancy is a published academic anthropologist. Her father, Leslie Yaw, was president of Sheldon Jackson during what will probably become known as its heyday in the middle of the last century.
That's an emotional tie that is one that you can try to get some distance from, but it's not easy. It's kind of a heart-wrenching experience to walk into a library and see all these wonderful resources and wonder what's going to happen to them.
For many close to the college, the eventual disposal of the Stratton collection has loomed large. Ginny Blackson, who now works at Sitka High School, and other members of the Sitka Library Association have worked relentlessly to ensure that irreplaceable materials have been protected. Blackson, in fact, within 2 weeks of the school's closure, made arrangements to loan the National Park Service 850 glass plate negatives taken by the early Alaskan photographer E.W. Merrill. The Park Service likely will purchase the plates. Likewise, an extensive collection of early 20th century Alaskana, collected by customs agent C.L. Andrews, has been given to Sitka's Kettleson Library. Stratton's theological collection has been shipped out to Alaska Christian College in Soldotna, which has just constructed a new library. The Sitka tribe took 12 shelves full of Stratton's Native American collection for their new library. Most of this work of boxing and shipping the various collections was funded by a state resources rescue grant. What's left at Stratton could be called the best of the rest, but for many shoppers like Trista Patterson, browsing in a library and browsing in a bookstore are worlds apart.
How you put a value on a library is nothing that I can really even wrap my brain around. So what I was looking for was just the experience. And then you get inside and you see, you know, Louisa May Alcott and Thoreau and all of these incredible, unique pieces of work from Native history and Alaskan history.
Patterson is an academic and economist. She's not happy to see a library collection, a part of the commons, privatized. On the one hand, she thinks it reflects our times. On the other, it's better than the alternative.
I wouldn't want any of these books to get wasted in any way. So if they can go to great people that will really appreciate them, then all the better.
Around 30,000 books remain in Stratton. The Sitka Library Association plans at least one more sale before the building is transferred to the state. I'm Robert Woolsey.